As the beloved Lord Maha Chauhan speaks his heart to us, we offer him our love, our gratitude, and our eternal obedience to the fulfillment of every desire of his heart in this world and to all the beings who come under his direction. Beloved of my heart, tonight I'm going to ask your assistance to help purify the beings of nature, the power forces of the elements, because of their service which they have rendered you and have rendered mankind so long. And in that which needs to be done as a balancing force to help hold control of the powers of nature, I would ask you to call into outer physical action the cosmic purity of the violet consuming flame to pass through all the powers of nature and all the forces of the elements. Now, this brings a cosmic action of purity not only into what you know of as the plant life of the world and the forces of the elements, but it also brings that cosmic purity of the violet consuming flames, cosmic pressure and action into the beings of the elements in you, into the elements within the body, and into the atmosphere about you. And you will find it will be much easier to control conditions around you as you pour out that call that purifies the powers of nature and the beings of the elements everywhere. For they have struggled a long while, beloved ones, under mankind's discord and frightful impurity. So those of you who are trying to purify yourselves and have used the violet consuming flame thus far can draw tremendous assistance into yourselves as well as into the plant life of this nation and the world by this call. When you call for the cosmic purity of the violet consuming flame, it means the concentrated action of that violet consuming flame as it exists within the physical sun itself. And it's just as if you opened an individualized entrance into that power, and its individualized flame flows back into you and blesses you with its cosmic action and floods around you its cosmic power of victory. This is one activity of the victorious cosmic Christ. So as you call this into outer physical conditions to purify the plant life, to help dissolve and consume the blight and the activities in nature that destroy so much of the handiwork of my beings, it will set into action cosmic forces that will eventually purify the whole world from the activity of blight and vermin and the frightful desecration that has gone on against the plant life of this earth. Those of you who have gardens and love them can also have the concentration of this cosmic purity of the violet consuming flame. Individually active in any special location where you ask me or the beings that come under my control do I establish it for you. And then let its radiation go forth into the surrounding locality until it becomes the controlling power there for the future. This is very necessary. And you will find it will bless greatly the food that you eat. As things exist now, there is such contamination of the efforts that nature makes to bring forth blessings for mankind, that this, if drawn into outer conditions by your conscious command and demand, will offset a great deal of the sinister forces' deliberate poisoning of the food of the people. This will help your own gardens, it will help your bodies, it will help the food of the nation and the people of the world. And it will also remove from certain channels of nature much that has been concentrated on mankind's filth of the centuries past. I could go on almost indefinitely and explain to you what has happened to the powers of nature through mankind's repeated wars and repeated desecration of the blessings nature has so richly bestowed for mankind's use. This will also have another effect, which I am very anxious to set into outer physical conditions. This will remove mankind's use of certain plants or concentration of their essence to produce either dope or liquor or other destructive activities. As you call this into action in and around yourselves and all mankind through all powers of nature and all forces of the elements, it will force the annihilation of human desire and human habit. Thank you so much, beloved ones. So I am pleading for this tonight, that I may have an open door through which to render greater service and bring about more quickly the balancing of certain forces within this nation. This will have another effect, which the zealous of force won't like but cannot help. This will force the purification of the animal creation quite as well. Because if you charge the cosmic purity of the violet consuming flame into the plant life of the land, the animals that eat that plant life will have to lose some of their animal qualities. The mankind who eat that plant life will have to lose some of their animal qualities. So you see, it's a very good investment, very good in many ways. It will ramify, it will purify your atmosphere, it will bring you new species of fruits and vegetables that will have elements in them that will supply the people with what they require to arise out of the conditions the sinister force has imposed upon them. This will have its healing effect, its purifying effect, and you will find it also will have a definite effect upon the mental and feeling world of the people. And it will minimize the animal qualities in animals. If I were you, I would certainly call for the complete annihilation of all the vermin in your nation and the world. That is nothing but the objectification of mankind's own destructive thoughts and feelings and words. And it is why your I Am decrees are more necessary than the food you eat. If mankind would only wake up and love to give these decrees as you do, or as most of you do, we could do unlimited things in a short time to free the masses of the people. But when we give mankind the scepter of power for their own protection, and then they don't want to use it, then they must stay in their chains. We have done every conceivable thing to awaken mankind to the desire to do that which is the fulfillment of the law. So those of you who will love to do it will draw blessings back to yourselves without limit. There's no limit to what we can give you if you'll use this decree. Thank you so much, precious ones. And I tell you tonight that when individuals are only interested in making money or gratifying their own desire for it, or their desire for power, or their desire to satisfy their own pride and egotism, well, that is the predominant feeling and the predominant desire within them, we take our hands off, because you're entering a cycle wherein those qualities are not going to be allowed to exist in the mass of the people. People have got to learn to live for something besides money and power and to gratify their pride and ambition. These are the chains around mankind's own mental and feeling world. When they can have all they could ever desire by the use of these magnificent powers of the mighty I Am Presence, own heart's flame of the sacred fire, they can have the most wonderful manifestations in the universe that are infinite and eternal. When they claw for money control and money power, it's but a temporary thing. Lasts a few years and they pass out of the body. We're very much aware, my loved ones, of what the desires are in mankind that have brought them to the condition the world is in today. Your so-called money control of the world can be wiped out of existence between 2 seconds. And then what? Mankind must face the reaction of their own misuse of their own life. I tell you, the hour is at hand when the cosmic illumination, inner and outer, of the violet consuming flame, the purifying victory of the cosmic Christ, is here to do its work for eternity. Thank you so much, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? And just remain so. Our beloved ones, the constructive people within your nation and everywhere in the world who are trying to hold to God and to what is right the best they know how and try to be honest and try to purify themselves, will be given help unlimited by this cosmic purity of the violet consuming flames. Victory of the cosmic Christ. They will be strengthened. They will be protected. They will be given strength and help in whatever way is necessary for them to stand against the dishonesty and dishonor and downright depravity of the hordes of selfishness and the hordes of the evil. So you're on the winning side, beloved ones. It's not the people of the light from now on who are going to be sacrificed. Not at all. The people who have stood for the light in the face of seething blackness will be enfolded in a blazing sun whose power must burst upon the world and consume the hordes of evil. Not all mankind put together can prevent this. And it is necessary in order to consume the hordes that have so desecrated the energy of life. So, blessed ones, go forward with the greatest happiness you've ever known and demand such cosmic purity of the violet consuming flames victory of cosmic Christ power. And mankind will know what you're talking about because they will be face to face with it. There are commands going forth and will yet go forth that will as surely set into action these powers of the sacred fire as that the sun exists in the heavens. And when you call forth these mighty activities of the sacred fire to purify and set free the powers of nature and forces of the elements, you will find them enfolding you in their protection, even though the earth dissolved under your feet. So, blessed ones, go forward and enjoy now to the fullest extent with a thrill of happiness you've never known, the use of these magnificent commands of life to draw the victory of the sacred fire and its fiery purity and cosmic love into all outer physical conditions and charge it forth regardless of anybody or anything. I let it do its perfect work. You will find the results satisfactory so far as you're concerned, or anything else, or anybody else that is constructive. So, blessed ones, go forward and use these powers of the sacred fire and lock the door of eternity against anything that tries to hold your attention upon that which is of evil. Shun that like you will a rattlesnake. Shun everything that is of destruction. Don't allow anybody to talk to you. The things that are the depravity of the outer world, forbid their entrance into your world. And we can protect you and give you unlimited blessings and powers without limit for your use in producing the victory of perfection for all. Forbid anybody in your presence to discuss things of depravity. Forbid it, and you will have protection. But you cannot think in secret on the things of depravity and have anything around you but the hordes of evil. If you want the power of protection and the victory of light, then your attention must come to your mighty I Am presence and to us. And your call must be for the cosmic sacred fire of the victory of eternal love. And the power of the cosmic Christ will rush into action to enfold you and keep you untouched by that which the destructive forces and the depraved conditions of the outer world have set into action to torture life. The hordes of evil have to be consumed by the cosmic action of the sacred fire, and so shall it manifest unto you who send your love to your mighty I Am presence and call for the cosmic purity of the victorious violet consuming flame into the powers of nature and the forces of the elements will automatically stand held in a sun of its presence, and its blessings will flow to you for eternity without limit. So I enfold you in my heart's flame of those blessings, and I am your guardian, for I am the authority over those powers of nature and forces of the elements, some of which abide within you. So now, let us loose the power and see how quickly the victory of its purifying presence can manifest in and around you the things you require to bring about the perfection that is the gift and fulfillment of the great divine plan. I commend you to the greatest happiness and mastery you've ever known, if you will choose to do this, in which I can assist you in many ways, but I cannot use unless you do it. And so my heart's flame enfolds you with the feeling that you desire to do it until it comes into outer action for the freedom of all. Thank you with all my heart. Beloved Lord the Mahachohan, thank you for your love to us tonight, your protection and your encouragement. May our love forever enfold you, and forever may we give you unconditional obedience. The brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to those under this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such invincible victory and power without limit of the great cosmic, purifying, violet-consuming flames victory of cosmic Christ power without limit, that it surges everywhere and compels the purification that brings freedom to all for eternity. We thank thee. Beloved Daddy, the words of the benediction charge us and clothe us with the victory of your own heart's flame that forever enfolds us all. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty Lord, the Mahachohan, and all whose love to us through the centuries has brought us this far in the light. To the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, we call as never before for your victorious presence with us, enfolding us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Beloved Archers, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one, the sevenfold flame of thou, and cutting us free from all connection with all that is of the sinister forest. Let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into its distress the cosmic purity of the violet consuming flames of victory of cosmic Christ, power without limit. Surge it forward everywhere into the powers of nature and forces of the elements, and compel the purification that sets all free for eternity. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have, or ever hope to be or have, and raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am presence. And blessed Lord, the Mahachohan, the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, and charging it with the one mighty stroke of that world enfolding cosmic purity, of the violet flames victory of cosmic Christ power, blaze it and blaze it and blaze it till nothing human can remain in manifestation anywhere, ever again, in all eternity. To all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains, the outer use of those under this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all this null of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way, without passing through the change called death. And we thank thee. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all activities of the sacred fires, cosmic purity of the violet flames victory of cosmic Christ power without limit until no human thing can survive for any reason. We thank. Now as we receive the blessing of eternal peace, we ask that peace to go forth and blaze this cosmic purity and cosmic love everywhere till all becomes a set of master perfection expressed forever. Peace, peace, peace be with you. Peace, peace, peace perfect you. Peace, 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 give you peace, that you may multiply it. For the Prince of Peace forever holds command. How we thank.